Good morning. I have one verse from the Holy Scriptures that I want to read. A very short verse, very much to the point. It's Psalm 18 and verse 1. David says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." There are three key points in this verse. First of all, David describes here a love that is on purpose. When God determines on saving a sinner, he wills a change in that man and changes his will. And ever after that, a man's heart is in his religion. We're reminded here of the story of the prodigal down in the pigsty. And when heaven awakened his conscience, he said, "I will arise and go to my father and say unto my father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight." And what the prodigal resolved on doing, he actually did. "I will arise," and Luke tells us, "and he arose and came to his father." So true religion is religion on purpose. And now the psalmist says, "I will love." He goes on in verse 3 to say, "I will call upon the Lord." Then in verse 49, he says, "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord." This is love on purpose. The second key point is that it is love that is proper. He fixes his affection on one thing and one thing only. He says, "I will love thee." This isn't abstract. He's not saying, "I will love the doctrine about God," but "I will love God personally. I will love thee." Many a soul gives mental assent to the doctrines of the gospel and would defend those gospel doctrines vigorously, but that is a whole lot different from saying, "I will love thee." And this personal love of David's was well grounded. "I will love thee, O Lord." The word "Lord" here in the Authorized Version is spelt in small capitals. It is the name of Jehovah. It's the name of the covenant-keeping God, the God who never changes, the God who gives his word and holds to his word and fulfills his word to those that trust in him. The divine name Lord or Jehovah is defined in a text of scripture in the book of Genesis. The Bible says, "And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called upon the name of the Lord, the everlasting God." Now, a God who is everlasting, a God who is changeless, a God who is the same yesterday and today and forever, a God who never alters and can never be altered, a God who always keeps his word, is a God who is worthwhile loving. He's the proper object of our affection. Love on purpose, "I will love." Love that is proper, "thee, O Lord." And then all true love for God is love that is powered by God. "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." God was David's strength in so many ways. This psalm chiefly relates to his deliverance from Saul. And the title is "A Psalm of David, the Servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So God was David's strength when he was struggling. But more important than that, God was David's strength as his saviour. In verse 4, he speaks about the sorrows of death. He talks in verse 5 about the sorrows of hell compassing him about. It's a picture of a soul that is awakened to its danger outside of a personal saviour. Outside of Christ, there is absolutely no safety for the sinner. And outside of Christ, there is no strength. And so Romans 5 says, "When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." So God is our strength as our saviour. He doesn't help us to save ourselves. He does the whole of the saving work himself. He's not only our strength as our saviour, that's the most important thing of all, and also our strength in the struggles of life. He is also our strength for service. Because this song that David gives in Psalm 18 is a song of the servant of the Lord, as he describes himself in the title. The best of men have to say, as they look out on life's responsibilities and as they consider the task of the service God has given them to do, who is sufficient for these things? How can we serve God? How can we fulfill, discharge our responsibilities? It's an impossible task apart from His grace. And God says to us in His precious word, "My grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness." God is our strength for service. And praise His name is also our strength in the end of our days. And so the psalmist writes later on in this book, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." No wonder then that David says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." Here is love and purpose, "I will love." Here is love that is proper, "thee, O Lord." And here is love powered by God, "God is my strength."